Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley with Inside Carolina with you. With ACC kickoff in the book and Carolina's preseason football camp just 2 weeks away, we will examine questions for this football team headed into preseason camp and into the season, and today we'll talk graduate transfers. Coach Larry Fedora has brought four in, and at ACC kickoff he was asked about his expectations with those players.
Well, it's the first time I've ever done it, so, you know, I mean, for me, it's still, the jury's still out on how this is going to work, you know, because I believe chemistry is so important to your football team, you know, and how quickly can you get these guys integrated into your team. So, you know, if it's something that we have success with, then it's something that I think that we'll continue to do. If, you know, there's not like a list of guys out there that, you know, hey, I'm going to be a graduate transfer. Are you interested in me? It's usually those guys reaching out to you. I think you're seeing it. It's happening across the country. More and more guys are doing it for whatever reason, you know, and they're looking around themselves to find out where's the best fit for them. And obviously the success we've had the last few years and the, you know, the development we've had with our players and the success they've had going on to the next level, I think has played a big part.
Of course, most of the discussion will surround Brandon Harris, the 6'3 quarterback transfer from LSU. Harris is expected to compete for North Carolina's starting position after Mitch Trubisky moved on to the NFL. Auburn transfer Stanton Truitt, a tailback/A-back, will give Harris plenty of help in the offensive backfield. Carolina, of course, missing TJ Logan and Elijah Hood from last year's team, Jordan Brown, the only returning player at that position. Cam Dillard, the center from Florida, and Khalil Rogers, another offensive lineman from Southern California, will certainly help Carolina's depth and talent along the front line. As we progress into the week, myself and Greg Barnes will examine additional questions starting tomorrow with the quarterbacks.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.